hands.
It's time for the CB Helping Hands Ministries program with Apostle Shalia on Praise 107.9.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Chief Apostle Sheila Benjamin Enusa with CB Helping Hands Ministries, One Life at 1728 North Main Street, right here in Jacksonville, Florida. You can reach us by phone at 904-353-2792. You can reach us on the website at cbhelpinghandsministries.com. Or onelifewithpastorsheila.com, sbitreasures.com. We truly have something on our websites for everyone. So we invite you to visit our websites, to give us a call. We have a service every Sunday at 11 o'clock p.m. Our Sunday school is at 9:30 a.m. We have Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. We invite you to meet us at the 8th Street Park on Tuesdays at 5:45 as we minister in the park. We truly have something going on. So come and visit us at 1728 North Main Street, where we keep the main thing on Main Street, where we uplift God in every way, where you can come and be a part of a church that is truly on the move for God. Now, I want to take this opportunity to introduce you to the new pastor of 1728 North Main Street Church right here in Jacksonville, Florida. We are going to give you a word of encouragement, but I also want to take this opportunity to tell you about the new pastor that is taking over immediately at 1728 North Main Street. Now, the new pastor that we are installing at our Jacksonville location is none other than the Reverend David Benjamin. He's originally from Tennessee, but he comes to us from our New Mexico, our Grants, New Mexico branch, and he will be here available for you at the Jacksonville location starting June the 15th. So we just thank God for him. Give him a call. Come by and meet him. But right now we're going to just have a talk with Pastor Benjamin. Pastor Benjamin, welcome to Jacksonville.
Thank you, Apostle. It's great to be in Jacksonville.
We're excited about you coming to be a part of the Jacksonville location, a part of the Jacksonville team. Can you tell our audience a little bit about yourself?
I am a Reverend David A. Benjamin, and I'm originally from Tennessee. I moved to Grant, New Mexico to pastor the CB Helping Hands Ministry in Grant, New Mexico. And now I am here in Jacksonville to minister the Word of God unto the Jacksonville community. I welcome everyone to come. I praise the Lord. I give him credit for my life. He has did wonders in my life. He has situated me in a position to minister his word unto his people. And I'm willing and able to do so, and I want the flock to grow here at CB Helping Hands Ministry on North Main Street here in Jacksonville, Florida. And I'm just so welcome to be here, and I'm being grateful. I have been meeting people, and everyone is friendly and lovable, and this love of that is in Christ Jesus, we can spread all over the city of Jacksonville and beyond.
Amen, 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 Pastor Benjamin. We just want to go over some of the things that we offer here at CB Helping Hands Ministries. We have a business office that's open at the 1726 side from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock daily, Monday through Friday. We have an hour of prayer every Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock a.m. Send us your prayer requests. We'll be happy to go before God's throne of grace and mercy on your behalf. We have youth programs. We have summer programs. We have free lunches going on right here. Pastor Benjamin, could you tell us about the free lunch program that we have going on to August the 4th?
We have free lunches, and that's Monday through Friday. The lunch starts at 11:45 to 1, and you can bring your children by, and they can sit down and eat in a good air-conditioned building and enjoy their lunch. Also, from 12:15 to 12, we have also snacks that we pass out. We also have a food pantry, which is able us to feed and feed the homeless and those who are in need of food. We also have food available for those who have homes and can prepare their food. We have food for them also. We have a variety of services to benefit the community. Come in and ask about them. We have ways where you can reapply for your food stamps. We have a number of things going on. And we are very joyful here at CB Helping Hands Ministry at 1726 North Main Street here in Jacksonville. This is joy in our hearts to be able to reach out to the community and help so many people. And we receive not because we ask not. These are available. These lunches, these snacks, all of this is available for you. So come and use these services. If you have a job that you want to follow up on, you can come in and we will let you get on the computer and you can go online and look for employment. We just are joyful to be able to serve this community, and we want to do more. And we want you to come out and meet our people, our staff, get to know us. We look forward to meeting you. We look forward to serving you, because we are servants of the Lord, and we are able to do these things through His blessing and His grace, and we are just so blessed to be able to help the community, and we want the community to know that we are here for you in your times of need.
Amen, amen, amen. That was just a little snippet of what CB Helping Hands Ministries Jacksonville, Florida does. We invite you to come by and be a part of a church that's on the move for God, and that we truly strive to be God's hands of compassion here on earth. But now we want to make sure that you hear a word from God from us. We want to make sure that we encourage you, because God intends for us to encourage each other. The Bible says that we have not because we ask not. It also tells us that if we ask in Jesus' name, that our Heavenly Father will hear our request and grant that request. Now, I want you to understand, we have not because we ask not. There is nothing too small or too big for God. God wants you to have a personal relationship with Him. And you need to realize that in order to have a personal relationship with someone, you must first of all spend time with that person. So you say, Chief Apostle Sheila, how do I spend time with God? I can't see Him. I can't feel Him. I can't sit across the table from Him and eat with Him. First of all, you acknowledge God for who He is, and you acknowledge that God is in all things. He's the beginning, He's the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He created all things, and nothing was created or made without Him. So you start by acknowledging just who God is. How do you spend time with God? That's a very important question that we're going to discuss today. You spend time with God by studying His Word. You spend time by God by meditating on His Word, by talking to Him in prayer, by spending time studying the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God, having a conversation with God. This is a daily relationship that you nourish every single day. I like to talk to him just like I talk to my very best friend. Because to me, he is my very best friend. He sticks closer than my brothers and my sisters. My mother and father are past. So now he's my mother. He's my father. He's my all in all. So I go to him instead of picking up the phone and calling my best friend and telling them about what's troubling me. I go to God instead. The word also says, cast your burdens upon the Lord, for he cares for you. I know that he cares for me. I know that he's going to intervene on my behalf. I know that I can tell him all about my problems, all about my struggles. I know that he's never going to leave and forsake me. So I actually spend time with God every single day. As I study his word, I asked him, teach me your word. Let your Holy Spirit reveal the truth of your word to me. So we've got to be willing to spend time in Sunday school learning of God. We've got to be willing to spend time in Bible study learning of God. We've got to be willing to give of ourselves, our talents, our time, our finances. We've got to be willing to give that in the service of the Lord. We've got to be willing to attend revivals. We've got to be willing to attend seminars. We've got to be willing to do the things of God that we need to do to develop a closer relationship to him. As we grow closer to him, he draws closer to us. As we study his word and meditate on it in both day and night, he gives us more revelation. You know, when we're going through things, we need a comforter. The comforter is the Holy Spirit. So no one can comfort us. A person cannot comfort me the way the Holy Spirit can comfort me, because he's been designed and designated to give me comfort, to give me a peace that passes all understanding. That's the things that I get from the Holy Spirit. That's the things I get from meditating on God's word and knowing the word of God, hiding that word of God in my heart. I come by tonight to encourage you to develop that personal relationship with God, that personal relationship that helps you to stand in a storm. Because first of all, you have got to know the word of God. In order to stand on his promises, you have to know what the promises are. You have to know that you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. How are you going to know that? By studying his words, by applying the word of God to your life, by it been made manifest in your life. As you draw on the word, as you realize that you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you, that means that you've got a personal relationship. He strengthened you before. He's led and guided you before. He's got you out of trouble before. He's brought you through a storm before. Your past experiences with God is your personal testimony. I want you to understand, learn to meditate on his word both night and day. You have not because you ask not. Learn to ask in Jesus' name and watch your heavenly Father grant that request. Ah, he promised never to leave you or forsake you. So you come to understand that you're never alone. He promised that no weapon formed against you was going to prosper. I need to talk to you for a minute right now. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. That means that it is going to be formed. That means that you are going to have some haters. That means you are going to have some enemies. But the word of God says that it shall not prosper because you're depending and trusting in God. You're depending and trusting, knowing that his word says that even though it's going to form, that it will not prosper. It will not overtake you. They will not win. They will not defeat you because you have a God that's on your side. When you become obedient to his word, when you apply his word to your life, that word starts working in your life to make sure that you are a overcomer, to make sure that you can stand in the midst of the storm. It says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You don't have to fight because he's going to fight for you. That's when you know the word and you hide that word and you meditate that word day and night. Then you know that he will fight your battles for you. Know that God loves you. Know that he's intervening on your behalf. Know that he wants to blow your mind with his blessing. But that's a requirement for you. You have to seek him both day and night. You have to meditate on his word. You have to have a personal relationship with him and invite him into your life as your Lord and Savior. And then he will do everything that he promised to do. We want you to be encouraged. We want you to know that CB Helping Hands Ministry loves you. I love you. God loves you. Now there's nothing left for you to do but go love someone else. Be blessed. Until next week, let God work it out in your life. You are already blessed.
Thank you for tuning in to the CB Helping Hands Ministries program with Apostle Shalia on Praise 107.9.